Gopi Janabalava Idi Bharadari Jashurnandana Prajajana Ranjana Jamuna Tira Banachari Shishwar Govinda ki jai. Shri Jagannath, Shri Baladev, Srimati Subhadra Devi ki jai. Shri Shigor Nitai ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nama Om Vishnu Vidaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale. Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine. Namaste Saraswate Devi. Gauravani Pracharine. Nirvishesha Shunyavari. Paschati Vishatarine. So we'll read the introduction first, the Sanskrit verses first, and then we'll go to the verse. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtan Stavitan Jena Bhutale Swayan Rupa Kadamayan Dadati Swaparantikam. I was born in the darkest ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torch of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto him. When will Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada, who has established within this material world the mission to fulfill the desire of Lord Chaitanya, give me shelter under his lotus feet. Bandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Parakamalan Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatan Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savaritan Parijana Sahitan Krishna Chaitanya Devan Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamscha. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my spiritual master and unto the feet of all Vaishnavas. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of Srila Rupa Goswami, along with his elder brother Sanatan Goswami, as well as Raghunath Das and Raghunath Bhatta, Gopala Bhatta, and Srila Jiva Goswami. I offer my respectful obeisances to Lord Krishna Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, along with Advaita Acharya, Gadadhar, Srivas, and other associates. I offer my respectful obeisances to Srimati Radharani and Sri Krishna, along with their associates, Sri Lalita and Vishaka. Hey Krishna, Karuna Sindo, Dinabandho Chigatpate, Gopesha Gopika Kanta, Radhakanta Namostute. Oh, my dear Krishna, you are the friend of the distressed and the source of creation. You are the master of the gopis and the lover of Radharani. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Tapta Kanchana Gorangi, Radhe Vrindavaneshwari, Vrishabhanu Sute Devi, Pranamami Hari Priye. I offer my respects to Radharani, whose bodily complexion is like molten gold, and who is the queen of Vrindavan. You are the daughter of King Vrishabhanu, and you are very dear to Lord Krishna. Pancha Kalpa Turubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. I offer my respectful obeisances unto all the Vaishnav devotees of the Lord. They can fulfill the desires of everyone, just like desire trees, and they are full of compassion for the fallen souls. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasudeva Gaur Bhaktivinoda. I offer my obeisances to Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shrivas and all others in the line of devotion. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So we're reading from Bhagavad Gita as it is, with translations and purports by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. And tonight we're on Chapter 13, Nature, the Enjoyer, and Consciousness, and we're on text 5. Rishi Bihi Bahuta Gitam Chando Bihi Vivatai Pritak Brahma Sutra Padai Cha Eva Hetu Madbihi Vinishchitai Vishibir Bahuda Gitan Chandobir Vividai Pritak Brahma Sutra Padaischaiva Hetu Madhavir Vinischitai Rishibir Bahuta Gitan Chandobir Vividai Pritak Brahma Sutra Padaischaiva Hetu Madhavir Vinischitai Rishibir Bahuta Gitam Chandubir Vividai Pritak Brahma Sutra Padaischaiva Hetu Madhavir Vinischitai.
Please chant.
Rishibir Bahuda Gitam Chandubir Vividai Pritak Brahma Sutra Padaischaiva Hetu Madhavir Vinischitai.
Anyone else like to try? How about today? You want to try?
Rishibir Bahuda Gitam Chandobir Vividai Pritak Brahma Sutra Padaischaiva Hetu Madhavir Vinischitai.
Or Carolyn, one.
Rishibir Bahuta Gitam Chandobir Vividai Pritak Brahma Sutra Padaischaiva Hetu Madhavir Vinischitai Rishibhi
by the wise sages, Bhagavata, in many ways, Gitam, described, Chandavihi, by Vedic hymns, Vividai, various, Pritak, variously, Brahma Sutra of the Vedanta, Padai, by the aphorisms, Cha, also, Eva, certainly, Hetu Madbihi, with cause and effect. Vinishchitai, certain. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. That knowledge of the field of activities and of the knower of activities is described by various sages in various Vedic writings. It is especially presented in Vedanta Sutra with all reasoning as to cause and effect. So please repeat. That knowledge of the field of activities,
that knowledge of the field of activities,
and of the knower of activities,
and of the knower of activities,
is described by various sages in various Vedic writings. It is especially presented in Vedanta Sutra.
It is especially presented in Vedanta Sutra.
With all reasoning as to cause and effect.
With all reasoning as to cause and effect.
Srila Prabhupada's purport. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is the highest authority in explaining this knowledge. Still, as a matter of course, learned scholars and standard authorities always give evidence from previous authorities. Krishna is explaining this most controversial point regarding the duality and non-duality of the soul and the supersoul by referring to a scripture, the Vedanta, which is accepted as authority. First, he says, this is according to different sages. As far as the sages are concerned, besides himself, Vyasadeva, the author of the Vedanta Sutra, is a great sage. And in the Vedanta Sutra, duality is perfectly explained. And Vyasadeva's father, Parashar, is also a great sage. And he writes in his books of religiosity, Aham Tvam Cha Chaitanye. We, you, I, and the various other living entities are all transcendental, although in material bodies. Now, we are fallen into the ways of the three modes of material nature according to our different karma. As such, some are on higher levels and some are in the lower nature. The higher and lower natures exist due to ignorance and are being manifested in an infinite number of living entities. But the supersoul, which is infallible, is uncontaminated by the three qualities of nature and is transcendental. Similarly, in the original Vedas, a distinction between the soul, the supersoul, and the body is made, especially in the Katha Upanishad. There are many great sages who have explained this, and Parashara is considered principal among them. The word Chandavihi refers to the various Vedic literatures. The Taittiriya Upanishad, for example, which is a branch of the Yajurveda, describes nature, the living entity, and the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As stated before, kshetra is the field of activities, and there are two kinds of kshetra gya, the individual living entity and the supreme living entity. As stated in the Taittiriya Upanishad 2.5, Brahma Pucham Pratistha, there is a manifestation of the Supreme Lord's energy known as Anamaya, dependence upon food for existence. This is a materialistic realization of the Supreme. Then in Pranamaya, after realizing the Supreme Absolute Truth in food, one can realize the Absolute Truth in the living symptoms or life forms. In Jnanamaya, realization extends beyond the living symptoms to the point of thinking, feeling, and willing. Then there is Brahman realization called Vijnanamaya, in which the living entity's mind and life symptoms are distinguished from the living entity himself. The next and supreme stage is Anandamaya, realization of the all-blissful nature. Thus, there are five stages of Brahman realization, which are called Brahma-pucham. Out of these, the first three, Anamaya, Pranamaya, and Jnanamaya, involve the fields of activities of the living entities. Transcendental to all these fields of activities is the Supreme Lord, who is called Anandamaya. The Vedanta Sutra also describes the Supreme by saying, Anandamayo Vyasat. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is by nature full of joy. To enjoy his transcendental bliss, he expands into Vijnanamaya, Pranamaya, Jnanamaya, and Anamaya. In the field of activities, the living entity is considered to be the enjoyer, and different from him is the Anandamaya. That means that if the living entity decides to enjoy in dovetailing himself with the Anandamaya, then he becomes perfect. This is the real picture of the Supreme Lord as a supreme knower of the field, the living entity as the subordinate knower, and the nature of the field of activities. One has to search for this truth in the Vedanta Sutra or Brahma Sutra. It is mentioned here that the codes of the Brahma Sutra are very nicely arranged according to cause and effect. Some of the sutras or aphorisms are na vidyat ashrutehe, and that's from 232, natma ashrutehe, 2318, and parat chutat shrutehe, 2340. The first aphorism indicates the field of activities. The second indicates the living entity. And the third indicates the Supreme Lord, the summum bonum, among all the manifestations of various entities. Nama Om Vishnu Vidaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Prachadine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschafidesha Tadine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasudhi Gaura Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So the whole Gita has so much knowledge. And sometimes devotees say, this is such a packed chapter with so much gyan, so much knowledge, so much science. And certainly we utilize all of this knowledge to understand Krishna and then, of course, love Krishna. That's the goal. So learning to understand all aspects of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the highest authority, helps us to learn to love Him and all living entities. So here, there's a lot in the purport, but due to the time factor, we're just going to center on a few different points, and that's it. So yesterday we did talk a little bit about field of activities, body, kshetra, kshetragya, two kshetragyas, the soul and the super soul. And of course, what we understand is that the soul and the super soul, they're different and simultaneously the same, right? We were hearing about how they are of the same quality, but different quantity. That Krishna is always supreme and we're always subordinate. So we spoke a little bit about that, and that was mentioned here about the soul and super soul. Then in the purport, Prabhupada goes on to explain about the kshetra, the field of activities, and the kshetragya. And there is a manifestation of the Supreme Lord's energy. He begins to speak about the different manifestations. So first he talks about anamaya, right? Dependence upon food for existence. So just like the baby is dependent on food and pretty much puts everything in its mouth. And that's that stage where everything is more or less just gratification, you know, for the tongue. And it's kind of a stage like the child who's more or less just perceiving everything on that level. You know, everything for gratification is in terms of what I put in the mouth. And that's like the lowest level. But for creatures, for animals and human beings, that's one level that we're accustomed to. So that's the manifestation of the Supreme Lord's energy, right? Dependence upon food for existence. So then there's the pranamaya. After we're realizing the Supreme Absolute Truth in food, especially as devotees, realizing prasad, which is no small thing, to be able to understand it's Krishna's mercy and to actually honor it, that's very exalted. But just to, you know, be understanding things in terms of Krishna's energy and more or less taking it in for our own gratification is this anamoy. And then this pranamoy, we realize the absolute truth in the living symptoms or the life forms, right? So we realize, oh, we have this body, you know, just like the child begins to realize a little bit more than just the eating routine. They say, oh, here's this body, and it has feet and hands, and it can move. And so they get an idea of the different life symptoms of the body and other people's bodies, too. So that's a little bit more advanced than just this anamoy stage. And so this is pranamoy, right? Life symptoms, this prana, or life, life airs, life itself. And then we go beyond that, gyanamoy, realizing the living symptoms to the point of thinking, feeling, and willing, getting some knowledge through thinking, feeling, and willing. And then Prabhupada says there's Brahman realization, vijnanamaya. And that is when the living entity's mind and life symptoms are distinguished from the living entity himself. So even beyond just gyan or knowledge, this vigyan, this realized knowledge, that we are beyond just this body, right? And then the next stage, the supreme stage, is anandamaya, realization of the all blissful nature. So these five stages of Brahman realization. And so this is transcendental, right? Prabhupada says, transcendental to all these fields of activities is the Supreme Lord, who is called Anandamaya, right? We know that he's Anandamaya Vyasa. He is by nature full of joy, Ananda. So that is our nature, right? To realize ourselves beyond the body as the eternal spirit souls, part and parcel of Krishna, that we're eternal servants of Krishna full of bliss. So this is Ananda Maya. So different stages that we see, and progressively in devotional life, we come to higher, hopefully, higher and higher realizations of who we really are and what we're all about, right? At first, maybe the devotees are all about feasting heavily. They just come to Krishna consciousness and they're so happy to partake of the prasad. So they have a sort of a transcendental anamoy stage where they're just so happy to think about this food offered to the Lord, this prasad, right? So it's transcendental. It's Krishna himself. So in this way, we're learning to honor foodstuffs as Krishna's mercy. And so in that way, all of these things that we do, all of these different stages can be transcendentalized, right? Using everything we have for the Lord, dovetailing, right? All life symptoms. Everything we eat, everything we do, all our thinking, feeling, and willing, as explained in Gyanamoy, that can all be for Krishna. Thinking, feeling, and willing for Krishna. And then the Vigyanamoy, we understand not just that we're not the body, but also that we're eternal servants, right? That we have a personal relationship with Krishna. So that Vigyan goes even beyond just understanding that we're not the body and that we have a higher nature. We're understanding that we have a personality. Krishna is the Supreme Person. And there's this wonderful final stage of Ananda, this blissful exchange with the Lord by serving, glorifying the Lord and serving the Lord. So this is Anandamaya. And this Ananda, we get in the Sankirtan movement. We get the bliss, the real bliss. Even Krishna himself, like we learned during Gaur Purnima, he wanted to come and taste it. He wanted to taste his own nectar, his own nectar and bliss. So that was one of the confidential reasons why he came. He wanted to taste that wonderful nectar that was appreciated by Srimati Radharani and the gopis, that they appreciated Krishna. They had no sense gratification when it came to appreciating Krishna. Like for the living entities in Anamoy stage and all these different stages, they're basically thinking about sense gratification. But for the devotees, like the topmost devotees, like the gopis, as we were hearing at Gaur Purnima, the Lord, he's appreciating everything about the gopis, and that's why they dress the way they do. That's why they do everything that they do. They do it all for the pleasure of the Lord. And the Lord is so appreciative. And then it says that when they see that Krishna is appreciating them and their wonderful attitude, and how they dress and how they please him and how they glorify him and dance and Rasa Lila and all these things, then their joy when they see him so joyful becomes even greater than his joy, and it goes on and on and on like that. So they have such anandamoy, such a wonderful enjoyment. And it's all, Prabhupada explains in the purports in that section, that it's all love and it's not lust, because it's all for Krishna. They have no motivations, you know, just for their own enjoyment. And it's such a beautiful section of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. It's very advanced, of course, understanding, but we're so much appreciating. Prabhupada gave us the Sankirtan movement to appreciate the mood of the gopis in a way that we could understand, of giving Krishna to others and get some, you know, happiness from that. Get a real sense of happiness of sharing Krishna consciousness, so we can really appreciate this Anandamay stage through the Sankirtan movement. So I am going to stop here, and if there's any questions or comments, and I have to wrap it up because I have another few hours of service to do. Yes, Prabhu?
So we're given to understand that there are, says in the purport, thus there are five stages of Brahman realization, and then it calls that Brahman Pucha. But I'm confused because there are, it almost sounds in the rest of the purport it's describing Paramatma and even Bhagavan.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder why that's the case. How is it that, previously I've always been given to understand that Brahman is subordinate to Paramatma and Bhagavan, but according to what we see here, what I'm looking at here, it sounds as if within Brahman realization, you actually have Paramatma and Bhagavan somehow.
Yeah, if Brahman is meaning also the supreme Brahman, you know, Krishna, then I guess we can explain it like that, I suppose. Yeah. Seeing it completely from top to bottom. That's one way you could look at it. That which is transcendental. Transcendental to all these fields of activities is the Supreme Lord, who is called Anandamaya. So, in that sense, understanding Brahman as Supreme Brahman, the Supreme Lord, the Supreme Person, that understanding, I suppose you could appreciate it like that. Yeah, and it's nice, Prabhupada says, this is the real picture of the Supreme Lord as the supreme knower of the field, the living entity as the subordinate knower, and the nature of the field of activities. So, the Supreme Lord as the supreme knower. I'm sure you understand it better than I do, but that's just kind of how I saw it. Okay, so we'll stop there. If there's anything else, no? Okay. All glories to Bhagavad Gita as it is, and all glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Jaya.